This is KBNF Regional News. I'm Patricia Naft. Mosquito season is starting up, and with that comes disease. Jake Ryan has the story.
On Monday, Mesa County had its first laboratory-confirmed case of the West Nile virus this year. It's the fifth case in Colorado since last mosquito season, but there is a silver lining for the Mesa County resident. This is Veronica Harvey with the Mesa County Health Department.
So, typical West Nile virus symptoms are fever, muscle fatigue, body aches, headache, just sort of general malaise and feeling lousy for several weeks to up to several months. Of people who do catch West Nile and do exhibit symptoms, there's sort of two different severities within that range of people who already have the disease. So this particular resident has sort of the lesser form of the symptoms, which is good. In severe cases, West Nile virus can lead to meningitis and encephalitis, which are, you know, swelling of the brain, which could lead to death in rare sort of extreme cases.
There is no cure for the West Nile virus, no treatment. Harvey says it's a virus that just has to run its course, which could last from a few weeks to a few months. The elderly are also more prone to the disease. Last year, 11 people in Mesa County became infected, and one person died.
You know, last year, I think it was mid-August before we had our first human case of West Nile here in the county. But it's only a couple weeks earlier than that. So it's nothing surprising. It's West Nile virus season because it's mosquito season. And because West Nile is transmitted via mosquitoes, anytime mosquitoes are out and about, there's a chance that people will start contracting the disease. There aren't any indications that this year will be any worse or better than last year. So we're just kind of keeping an eye on it and really, really reminding people to take the quick and easy preventative steps to protect themselves from mosquito bites, which is the only way you can protect yourself from West Nile. So those are doing things like wearing insect repellent with DEET, dressing in long sleeves and pants if you are going to be outside, especially if you're going to be outside at dusk and dawn. And we recommend trying to stay inside at dusk and dawn because those are the times of day that mosquitoes are most active. And then draining any standing water you might have on your property because standing water is a breeding ground for mosquitoes.
West Nile has been found in mosquitoes in Delta County, but there's been no confirmed human cases there yet. According to the Centers for Disease Control, Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties have some of the highest rates of infection in the nation. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Rain and cloudy conditions are helping firefighters battle two blazes in Moffett County. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Crews responded to the Lador Fire burning in Dinosaur National Monument Monday. The fire has burned 430 acres, and an estimation for containment is not yet available. The Elk Springs fire near Craig has burned 450 acres and is 90% contained. The fire started Saturday. Susan Valente with the Northwest Colorado Fire Management Unit says both fires are burning rough terrain.
It's a little bit hilly landscape covered in grass, sage, forbs, and pinyon juniper trees.
Valente says so far no structures have been reported damaged. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Hundreds of people are expected to testify in Denver this week on the proposed rules to reduce carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants. The Denver hearing is just one of several the Environmental Protection Agency is hosting across the country on the plans. As Benta Berkland reports, both opponents and supporters lined up en masse Tuesday and Wednesday.
69-year-old Stanley Sturgill is from a small coal mining town in southeastern Kentucky. He flew to Denver just to make his voice heard.
I worked in the coal mines for 41 years in underground coal mining as a coal miner and federal coal mine inspector. You know, I don't have long to live. Common sense will tell you that because I have black lungs, COPD, and other respiratory ailments.
COPD is a progressive disease that makes breathing difficult. Sturgill says he wants to spend the time he has left working to make the air cleaner. He supports the EPA rules to cut carbon emissions by 30% by the year 2030. He only wishes the rules went even farther.
We're dying, literally dying. And it's their job to help us. The war on coal is a war that King Coal, the industry, has falsified.
but others in the coal industry argue the rules are too burdensome, will increase energy costs, and cripple the industry. Several hundred, including John Simonet, held a separate rally in front of the state capitol. Simonet is also an underground coal miner. He says he took his job at 20 Mile Coal Company near Craig, Colorado, because it was dependable.
It was paying high enough to where I could support my family and what we needed to support ourselves.
The new rules are intended to reduce greenhouse gases and curb global warming. It's part of the climate plan President Barack Obama unveiled last year. According to the EPA, carbon pollution is leading to long-lasting climate changes, such as rising temperatures and sea levels, more drought, wildfires, floods, hurricanes, and other extreme weather events.
I think it's a historic moment and a step in the right direction.
Carrie Chris Janer is a renewable energy advocate in Colorado and California. She wants the EPA to give even more direction to states in crafting emission reduction plans and thinks there should be a lot of coordination to keep energy prices low.
We don't want quadruple the rates. We want to keep energy affordable and have renewable energy for the most people possible.
The day's events also took a political turn when Republican gubernatorial candidate Bob Beaupre spoke at the pro-coal rally. Beaupre says when his grandfather immigrated to Colorado from Belgium, his first job was working in a coal mine. But he says times have changed.
We have never used coal cleaner, safer, more efficiently than we do right now. That isn't something to punish. It's something to celebrate. Why would you cripple the great American and the Colorado economy when it needs a helping hand the most?
Colorado officials say the state will have an easier time complying than many other parts of the country. The state already has a renewable energy standard requiring larger utility companies to get 30% of their energy from renewable sources by the year 2020. Colorado lawmakers also passed a law in 2010 to replace some older coal-fired power plants and switch to cleaner-burning natural gas. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Krista and the Sweet Sound.